figure out I can't get it to go.
That's okay. They're good.
Yeah, but, I got it.
But the ladies are already here, so.
Good job, guys.
Do you
want it?
I got a weapon.
Yeah.
The ladies are here. Don't worry. It's the male cousins.
It might be
What's the name of the show?
Bird watching.
Oh, it's bird watching. Why did I think you guys were male cousins?
I don't know.
You guys are bird watching?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, is your mic on?
I don't know.
Yeah, we listened
to your
show.
We heard some of you on the way home last night.
Yeah.
We're for sure live. We're really, yeah, we're really, truly live.
I know how you met.
Yes, I listened to that.
Can
we rename our show as male cousins?
Male cousins.
This is Libretti World Peace. What mic is that? What mic? Yeah, I can't hear you.
They're actually
on the air, but that's okay.
Hello.
Yeah, that's a bird watch.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there we go. This is Libretti World Peace.
And this is Mandy B.
And wait.
Hello?
Yeah, there
mm-hmm.
we go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio.
Bird watching / male cousins.
Yeah, or male cousins.
I'm not quite sure if it rolls off the tongue as smoothly, but
yeah,
it's okay.
I like my male cousins.
I have a male cousin.
A show called Male Cousins.
Oh shoot.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well,
maybe.
I think we'll stick
we'll
to our guns.
This.
Yeah. Wow.
Good show. Thanks. Good show.
Thank
to you.
You.
There's just so many children in the studio.
There were about eight?
Eight?
No.
A gaggle,
It's
for
like
sure.
I look at four, and all of a sudden, four of them sprout foreheads. So
yeah.
It's like four children sound like 16.
They really multiply so fast.
What are you digging for in your accoutrement, little baggie?
Oh, just a little dongle situation.
Oh, for our music,
mm-hmm.
for sure, so we can play something?
Yabby, except...
Are we dongle-less?
I totally have a dongle.
Oh,
wow.
When she has a dongle.
I have a dongle. But yeah, it's just been such a day. I haven't seen Libretti yet, so I have no idea where she's coming from. She is backpackless, which is confusing.
I'm coming from my homestead.
Oh, gotcha.
And yeah, I dreamed about Amanda yesterday, even though I didn't see her physically. Did I see you?
Yesterday?
Oh, like very briefly.
Yes, she was in a flurry because she broke her phone and had to get the screen replaced, but she looks great now.
She's great. She's back.
She's back so soon. I didn't even see the
damaged
product.
No, it was such a good deal too. Well, a deal for my... correcting my error.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's always a tough deal to crack.
Anyway,
should play a song and then get back to the kids.
Yeah, for sure. I think we're ready to rock.
Okay.
Felt.
That was a nice, like, easy little doo-doo-doo
done.
Ease in.
I
did
really
like
that song. No.
Oh, okay. I think I deleted a song from my liked, like, list about 2 weeks ago, and I was really upset about it. Mm-hmm. And then it came up on my Discover Weekly, I think.
That's
and I
gorgeous.
Think that was it. Yeah.
I really was a huge fan.
Yeah.
I have some new good songs. So it was New Music Friday last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most notable songs that dropped was the new Jonas Brothers Christmas song that I had gassed up about earlier, which we can play later for sure, even though it's quite horrible. But also, Alan Stone, I first discovered him on he collabed with Macklemore on like the chorus of a song because like only and like I have just like a hidden passion for Macklemore that's not like super hidden but like
it just comes
just a little
out.
Embarrassing.
Uh-huh. She knows a lot of rap.
I know a lot of rap
with the hand gestures to match.
I love really getting the full body in, which is like
sorry.
That was just getting us ready for like what's to come so soon, but we're still chatting. But anyway,
so
Alan
little...
Sloan has a new album, and so we can listen to that later too, for sure.
Oh, great. It's always a little chaotic when I'm manning the station on my phone. I have it down, Spotify down on my computer mm-hmm. and like queuing situations, but my phone is just like too tactile.
Yeah.
Like this touch screen, just, my like, fingers small. Just get like...
No, I don't want you to worry about it. You're doing great. Also, you only have a few more times in the stew before you
crazy.
Depart from me.
I know. Mandy's getting really upset. She mentions it about twice every
really
time we hang out.
I really think about it a lot.
Don't.
I don't know. I don't mean to. But it just happens.
I guess I can tell them about my dream. It was sort of weird.
Oh, yeah. I love being in dreams if you didn't know people. So if you want to dream about me... You do that and you just let me know what like how I'm associated with your dream, positive or negative. I like any kind of insertion.
So the thing was, I was sharing a room. I was like in a suite, but it like wasn't really that nice of a hotel.
Okay.
And I don't know why. Well, I guess it wasn't like a destination wedding. I think it was in Philadelphia. So I don't know why I was in a hotel, but I was with the randomest people from Tufts.
Okay.
And like my mom. And we were all sharing one, like, giant suite, but there were no walls. It was, like, a very, like, Love Island situation.
Okay.
And I was getting increasingly uncomfortable.
But in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
It's like a commune within a hotel.
Yeah.
Okay. I follow.
Which is, like, sort of your vibe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, guys, I don't think she mentioned this was my wedding that she was at.
Oh, yeah. So like the this title would have been like Mandy's wedding. Mandy made like few appearances. I just got like swishes of like red hair in a white dress, like as she bustled away. And I was running around doing something for you and sweaty about it, and I was nervous.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh no, I hope she likes it. Like, I just want everything to be perfect, but also there's a bunch of weirdos that I'm sleeping with.
Oh my God, I'm so intrigued. What does this mean?
I have no idea. I was watching and reading some weird shit.
Okay, as long as it's not me related, as long as you are stressed and peripherally thinking about me, I like that. Oh my God, someone's calling.
Just give us 1 second. I'll play a song and we'll pick up this call.
Perfect.
Thanks. Who is this? Oh, were you just in the studio? Oh, thanks so much. Do you have any requests, or if you just wanted to gas us a little bit?
Okay. Hello? You don't need that. No, you your biggest critic, girl. Let's believe that. What's going on? Let's believe that. Can we hear the music? Let's
believe that. Our mics are good. Cause why? I needed to hear that.
Am I overthinking? Maybe. Pointless stress, it won't be the remedy for my motivation that I feel I need. Ooh, I got pressure. She called me diamond on the weekday. Got so much pressure. That's why this song be stuck on replay. And I got pressure. She called me diamond on the weekday.
Make me feel I'm not deserving of these things I do. And I only track your bobbin is a G-Pot 2. And what's that? As a matter of fact, this is just a reminder that so happens to be a rap kaichi doing exactly what you wanna do. And now she fly into your state just to sing for you. And ooh, oh my, let's track up the time. Nah, enough reflection, too much again. For me, my pointless stress, it won't be the remedy for my motivation that I feel I need. Ooh. I got pressure. She called me diamond on the weekday.
She called me. Ooh, she called
got so much pressure. That's why this song be stuck on me.
Hi.
We're so sorry. Rachel was taking the call and she was like, why can we hear the music but also ourselves? And I was like, oh, because you didn't turn the mics off.
I can't hear you now.
Oh, I can hear me.
Oh. See, that's why I think I was having confusion. Perhaps now. No. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm, well, whatever. Yeah. Oh, maybe... There we go. I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I...
Okay. Listeners, we're sorry for the mayhem that has ensued in the past 14 and a half minutes. Like, there's just been such chaotic energy. And it honestly started this morning when our disposal broke again.
Oh, no. For the second time in 2 weeks.
Second time in 2 weeks. And I mean, it's totally our fault because we keep putting baby items down there and then turning the dishwasher on.
Why do you have baby items in your kitchen?
There's no real reason. The first one was a shot glass, which, understandable.
It's not a baby item.
Well, it's a minuscule item of a normal sized item. And then we also, like, dropped a baby spoon down there. I don't know why. The chinaware that we inherited from the girls before us included some baby silverware.
Maybe they ate baby food.
I mean, it's not...
We know some people like that. Of. Yeah.
I hear it's pretty good if you mix it in with something.
And then how did your chaotic energy ensue? Or was it tempered
by... Oh, no.
By...
Then I was like, I'm going to yoga. Mm-hmm. Because I needed to just calm my pants.
Mm-hmm.
But then because our dishwasher, our dish disposal broke, then our sink started like filling up with water and then it would clog super slowly. But then all the residue is just sitting in
the sink
and you can look at it and it's stanky. So I had to leave the house.
That's so tough.
It is tough. It's definitely tough. So I might need a cookie or home tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
I just gave her a little wink.
Ooh.
I just invited myself over to dinner.
Ooh, I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, I didn't tell you this. I made a hinge. Yeah. Do you want to see the profile?
Yeah, I do.
And then she'll get back to you.
Wait, but can we first explain to the viewers that don't know what Hinge is?
Oh, sure. It's a dating app.
But, like, it's for more... It's an elevated dating app.
Yeah, like
it's,
you have to be sort of witty.
And you want a relationship. Or there's an it's not really? Just a hookup, is what I've heard.
Oh. Whoops. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You can have whatever you want out of Hinge, okay?
What
prompted this?
Just general sexual frustration and angst.
That's fair. I respect.
Isn't that the theme of the semester? Frustration and angst.
Frustration and angst, but also in a cool but casual way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like deeply, deeply shoved into my being.
Yeah, but we keep it so chill and casual.
Until it bubbles out right before floorball when Mandy comes in and is like, why isn't anyone in my house? And I'm like,
I was yelled at this weekend.
I was just infrequently... I don't think I've ever actually snapped at Beans. It wasn't Beans related at all.
I walked. Okay, so let's give context.
Yeah.
So our friend group throws a formal, and it's just about the greatest thing that happens every semester. And our whole friend group's going to be gone next semester. So this is like our last one until next fall, ostensibly.
You know, I have a feeling they're going to try to make one next semester.
They as in me.
Oh, no. Just like.
I mean, I'm happy to throw one. I and live for hosting.
I'd happy to be FaceTimed in.
I know you would be. It wouldn't be the same because it would literally be like half the crew.
Yeah.
But if we like corral a new group of people that would still appreciate a friend group style formal.
Intriguing.
It couldn't be the worst thing.
Style.
Anyway. So,
it started at a prompt 9:30. And if you know me, you know I'm generally arrive 15 to 20 minutes after the designated
Yeah, time. And our friend group usually runs like 30 to 45 minutes late. So, like, I wouldn't have been concerned otherwise. But for some reason, all the guys in our friend group decided to be prompt.
How dare they?
Show up all together, all at once. So it was literally zero people. 9:42, there were 12 people, all males. And then me and my housemate, who were like trying to put the party on, and they were like, where is everyone? And I was like, I have no idea. So then I scurried over next door, and then I was like, hey, like, what's the sound getting ready? And Rachel goes, we're doing it, okay? And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna go.
It was unwarranted.
We bounced back in our friendship so fast.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, it wasn't you, it was me. She's like, no, it was you.
I was like, you're right, but it's okay, because I know it was misdirected anger.
Anyway, wait, how'd we get here? Oh, chaotic energy. Okay. Well, I guess, and so I snapped at Beans. I've been leaving things everywhere. Ugh. I left my cashmere beanie in a classroom, and I still haven't gone back for it, and I just have a feeling it's not going to be there.
No, don't say that.
Yeah.
That kind of negative thought does not serve you.
Okay, I'm picturing the beanie on the floor of the classroom. I don't know which makes me more sad.
But it's really sad. I picture someone having picked it up and put it back on the desk.
On the little podium, maybe, where the teacher stands.
That'd be so tender. She's definitely chill on the podium right now.
I left my beanie would chill on a podium.
She would.
And then I left my computer charger in the reading room yesterday, and then I left my computer charger in my physics classroom today.
What?
But I went back for it, and it wasn't there.
Was it there in the reading room?
Yeah, Mallory found it. A good friend of ours found it and brought it to my home last night.
What?
I was so thankful. Yeah.
That is so uncalled for yet kind. Okay, well, we can get you back on track.
Yeah.
I feel you relayed this to me earlier, and I was feeling the same thing. It's just like a mad dash to the end of the semester, and I think I definitely need like a 4-day Thanksgiving break to just like reset my heart and mind.
Yeah.
Before like I grind
the
out
final
my finals.
Push.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's like so much in between now and then.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the tea.
I'm going to Michigan this weekend.
Yes, you are.
To visit Joel.
Oh, I miss you so much.
Oh, beans.
Well, I just have literally no plans this weekend, so it's okay.
Things will transpire.
I'll make them transpire. If that just makes me go off campus for a whole day, so be it.
Mandy's slogan. So one thing they ask you on Hinge, one of the questions that you can opt to answer is, what is your mantra? And I was like, my mantra is mantras are dumb. But I didn't say that. That was my inner monologue, though. Mm-hmm. And the beans is hashtag get off campus.
Hashtag get off campus.
Wait, and the funny thing is, I saw the person that made that for her on Hinge.
Oh my God. Can you like swipe back to see this?
No, I can't.
Wait. This person is most definitely not listening, and I would love to. Have we shared this story on Birdwatching yet?
What? How this person was like, I want to be your lover, and you were like, I just want to be friends, if that's okay. And this person was like, okay, we can be friends, and then he just like persisted in his attempt to woo you?
Yes, but I thinking back on the first snow from
Everything
happened on the first snow day at Tufts last year. And it was,
everything happened?
Well, that was when everything happened with this person, mm-hmm. like the start. And so I was actually actively thinking about today as the snow fell about how approximately 1 year ago today, a special someone texted me asking if I wanted to make snow angels and watch a Christmas theme movie. Quote, feel free to say no. I can pretend I texted the wrong girl.
Sort of heartbreaking.
So heartbreaking.
The thing is, if I didn't know him and I saw him on Hinge, he would probably come off as fairly, like, cool and calm and collected.
Interesting.
Yeah. And he's just not calm and collected.
He's
a special kind of cool.
Yeah, he is cool. Like, he's very self-confident. And like very driven, which is all admirable traits.
Yes, in work and physical things, like running.
That
takes a special kind of brain. I gotta say it.
It's mental stamina.
Yeah,
because anybody's body can like just drag you along for 26.2 miles. But
contrary to popular belief, running a marathon is a mental workout.
It is. I'm a firm believer in that.
As someone who's never going to run one and hasn't ever run one.
As someone who like taps out at like 4 miles max, yeah. Like I can't really speak for the masses, but this is what I feel in my soul.
All right, we're going to play your song now, Beats.
I'm so excited for this.
Okay, cool. Me too.
Okay, good.
Good talk.
Really good talk.
Wanna be the first thing you reach for in the morning. And the last thing you put down at night. Want my heart to be the only thing you're charging. Search for me frantically when I'm out of sight. Is it too much to ask? Is it too much to ask? Lay it down, lay it down. You can finish with your searching. I am waiting to be found. Lay it down, lay it down, lay it down. Keep me close enough to fit inside your pocket. Let me see inside the windows to your heart. If you're looking for some love, let me unlock it. When you need another chance, we can restart. Is it too much to ask? Don't let this moment pass. Lay it down, lay it down. You can finish with your searching. I am waiting to be found. Lay it down, lay it down. Looking through the cracks of a faded glass, waving in the world while your life goes passing by.
Guys, I'm so intrigued by Hinge.
Doesn't come that easy.
Oh, another good song.
Rex Orange County. Perhaps in a bit.
Perhaps in a bit. I must discuss Hinge first. Okay, so first of all, we've discussed this photo at length in a past episode, but Rachel's first photo is the one of me and her.
My new Facebook profile photo.
Yeah, at Alpha Phi Formal. Just a gorgeous photo of the both of us, but most notably her, since this is her Hinge account.
It's unclear whether or not Mandy has created a Hinge profile, or I have, because 3 out of the 5 photos that you're allowed to have on there are with Beans. So just, you know, Beans and Rachel dressing up for Halloween, Beans and Rachel at a social function, Beans and Rachel being cute in the outdoors.
And these are all notable things that Rachel does. It just so happens that we do everything together.
So
anyway.
They might as well know already.
Yeah, they should know me. Okay, but then
this is a fun social experiment,
this is, so
is it
fun.
Not?
We're the same type of weird if, and then you have to fill in the blank.
This is my answer.
Rachel says, you prefer sand to grass, hate slow walkers, and get turned on by good vocab words.
Which is so true.
It's so true.
You're like,
so
man's
great.
Is eloquent as hell. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm down.
Because I feel like a strong vocabulary also is conducive to good banter.
Oh, for sure.
And like
and
elevated.
Humor. And humor.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Wait, ready? Cerebral banter.
Oh my God. Talk dirty to me. A shower thought I had recently. You want to say it?
Can fish sing? I know whales can
Who's
sing.
To say?
What if we just don't have like the like ear wavelength sound thing capacity to recognize that they're just sending out all kinds of, what if they're just straight humming through the sea?
They probably are.
Like a school of fish. Like they're like, yeah, in perfect harmony. Wouldn't that be so funny?
Like all I do a little side stuff. I would live for that.
So like Shark Tales in real life, I guess.
Like, yeah. I love where your head's at. Speaking of tiny things singing, we're...
I can't wait for this. I don't know where this is going.
This is just a side note that we went to the Museum of Fine Arts as a small squad this past Saturday. And every, like, slightly ajar mouth of any kind of statue that was open, I just imagined that little statue or statuette saying, meh. And it was a really fun way to go through the museum.
There was a good exhibition on Nubia. And there was...
Really good.
Really good. And there was this... What?
Can we play the Gods Love Nubia after this?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And way to be on theme, Mandy.
Thanks.
I had... When she... when Beans was like, speaking of small things, singing. We went to the Museum of Fine Arts. I still had no idea where she was going.
Yeah, super fair.
But there was most notably a little tiny sort of, I don't know, 600 BC, that date is totally off, but bound animal. It was like a pot, and it's like four legs were like bound together, and it was like a onyx, not an onyx, larynx or something. Mm-hmm. It was like, and it was also going like, or it would have been.
It would have been for sure.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was so fun. We also went to Bagelsaurus, which Rachel's gluten intolerance couldn't quite handle.
I got tea.
She got tea, and she also watched everyone eat, which I'm sure is really fun.
I have a video of it on my phone if anyone's curious.
Yeah, DM for details.
To see what it looked like. I can't
say how it tasted.
Right.
Well, I could explain the taste to you, no problem.
What'd you get?
Oh, the egg spaniola.
Okay.
I made sure to say that as butchered Spanish accent as possible, but I'm going to try again. Española.
I think I just made it sort of vaguely Italian. There's no accent.
Importante. And avocado.
A fried egg.
I added the avocado.
Okay.
And then some kind of like feta block of cheese situation, and then an aioli and some kind of gremolata. I'm not sure what that means.
Okay. I think it's mushed up kind. Was it herby?
It was very herby.
Okay, so I think it's like food processed herby kind of
interesting
thing.
I was so here for it though.
Should we tell them what we're making for dinner tonight?
Yeah, definitely.
So Mandy was like, dinner after bird watching? I was like, heck yeah, yeah, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there like Foursquare, which we still need to play because I love that game. But
I shook my head in agreement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we're having cauliflower gnocchi,
mm-hmm,
with braised fennel and pork sausage.
I love when Rachel braises vegetables for me because I just don't know how to do that.
And it's going to be, the base is going to be olive oil and garlic and chicken stock. And we're going to mix in some parsley to get that greenery.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
I know how to make, like, three things, and they're really good. But other than that, like, I'm so on a, like, I just buy the same exact produce every week and make the same exact things. Mm. So when Rachel does these kind of things for me, I just get so excited.
Well, so I looked up gnocchi, and I looked up fennel, mm-hmm, with, like, gnocchi with fennel. And it just said, like, gnocchi with fennel and pork sausage. And I was like, nuggets, I don't have any pork sausage, but let me text Beans.
I have sausage and it's already pre-cooked.
We love to see that.
It is, we really do.
Anyway,
I feel like we should play the Gods Love Nubia.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Which I can queue up because I have the phone.
And also to the exhibition, I was wearing my hieroglyphics necklace that I had made for myself at the Penn Museum of Archaeology in 7th grade for my bat mitzvah, and it says my name in hieroglyphics.
I love it. She was also wearing her hypebeast shoes, which I also love when she whips out. I was talking about like a meme that was like, when like your girl says they're gonna go put their shoes on and you have to pray that they're not getting their chunky feet on.
So recently, I don't know if you're up on this fashion trend, but like white sneakers are always a necessity, but lately they've just
always been a necessity for like old men.
No, but like a classic white sneaker.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A normal one.
Mm-hmm.
Like any variation.
Yeah, you're
but
right, you're right.
These days it's straight New Balance, mm-hmm, like old men, geriatric, mega, like, room for your insoles type of shoes that have platforms for days.
And it's so bizarre. Like, I really don't.
And so many treads.
So many treads.
Like, we love the traction, but.
But, like, you're not going to slip like an old man would.
Right.
Like, you just have so much more agility than that at this young age in college.
Yeah, and it's also November, and this trend has been popping off since like July, so yeah. There's no snow there.
There's no snow.
Anyway, my hypey shoes are slightly less obnoxious than that.
No, they're like black and they're super cool and I love them.
I get flamed.
I get flamed on my clogs, so everyone has their thing.
Everyone has their odd foot attire.
And not by everyone, it's just me and Rachel.
No, I see people out there sporting. I feel like if somebody's going to branch out in their fashion taste, the first place they go is the shoes.
You are so right.
Like those little ones with the toes.
Oh, those are so uncalled
for. You know the man, that the snowman, hot chocolate movie man, I can text another girl who's on Hinge mm-hmm. right now. He definitely owns those.
He definitely does. Also, this is so true because my dad, who has such like
classic style,
he's so classic in style, but like so tasteful. Scott, I know you're listening and I love you.
Yeah. And like Scott loves a good neutral.
Yeah, he loves his neutrals and his basics, but they're all of like very high standards in right. class. But then he just whips out. I'm like, where did you get these, like, what are those like rabbit shoes that are like really trendy right now?
Oh,
the rhino. I forget, like it's some kind of animal that's a brand.
It's either a rhino or a rabbit. Scotty, weigh in.
Text him. This is the most important. But anyway. So anyway, the preface to this song, The Gods Love Nubia, is our high school choir did a set from Aida, and this is one of the songs. And
my mom also went on a date to Aida. This segues perfectly into what I have to tell you next.
Okay,
so we're
going
to play a song.
We're going to play the song, and we're going to get back to you about the sneakers, and then we're also going to get back to you about whatever Rachel's got to say.
Bye.
Take me in my dreams. Recurring, cheerful as a childhood dance, into one more taste of freedom, one more longing backward glance. In the sway of somber music, I shall never, never understand. Let me slip into the sweeter chorus of that other The gods love Nubia, the beautiful, the golden, the radiant, the fertile, the gentle, and the blessed. The pain of Nubia is only of the moment, the desolate, the suffering, the plundered, the oppressed. The gods love Nubia, their glorious creation. The songs roll sweetly across the harvest plain. The tears of Nubia, a passing aberration. They wash into the river and they never cry. The scattered and divided, we are still its heart. The gold of Nubia, ephemeral and fleeting. The spirit always burning, though the flesh is torn apart. Take me in. My dreams recurring. The cheerful.
Can I say banger?
When
it doesn't come
right, no, they're just gonna play softly in the background.
Okay. So the girl who sang this at our little cabaret night in high school choir, she is so talented and is pursuing musical theater at the Oklahoma City University.
Yeah, something. They have a good dance
really
program,
really good
too.
Dance and theater program.
Yeah.
So she's out there just doing great things. But like when she sang the song, everyone was like,
there was a part of me that was almost like, ugh, send it to dance school.
There was a huge part of me that was like, send it to theater school. And like, I'm the most grateful that I didn't.
Me too.
But there's always a small part of me that would be like, what kind of person would I be if I wasn't pursuing a liberal arts education focusing on community health and nutrition, you know?
Your brain just would not be as expansive as it is.
Things that make you go,
We go, all the time, thanks to our liberal arts education that teaches us to question everything around us.
Yes, and those, and most notably, the people that also pursue liberal arts educations urge you to question everything around you.
Like, why you chose to do a liberal arts education.
They really do.
Nah, we just playing.
We just playing, it's fine. There's this,
Wait, hit us with the PSA.
Okay.
We're so behind schedule.
Roles. AARP Caregiver Assistance PSA. I'm going to say the shortest version.
Cool.
There's a full version, shorter version, and shortest version. AARP understands the challenges of caring for a loved one. That's why they created AARP.org/caregiving, an online resource center that connects you with experts and other caregivers. Visit AARP.org/caregiving, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
And you know what's weird as I was thinking about that ad?
What?
I know so much about in-home care and, like, late life care because of my community health liberal arts degree. I was like, shit. There's really, as someone who isn't preparing to go into caregiving, like, I know too much about it, some may say.
I could see you as, like, in a, you know that movie Bernie?
Mm-mm.
Where the guy is, like, a caregiver. It's with Jack Black. And I think, I forget who plays the old lady, but he ends up killing her because she's the woat. But it's like not like a murder movie at all, or a heart.
It's like a comedy.
Yeah, and like the whole community is like, thank God someone had to do it. I picture you as that kind of character.
I'd be like, you know, it's time to go, my dude. That's like Weekend at Bernie's. Have you seen that movie?
Maybe it's
like a spoof on. Because now Bernie. Both these people are named Bernie. Weekend at Bernie's is like a really old movie that my grandparents watched with me when we were little. And it's like this guy's in a wheelchair and he's dead. But his like two coworkers still wanted to like bool out at his summer home over the long weekend. So like they just toted this dead man around in a wheelchair all weekend.
Wait, weren't you in a play?
Yes.
That's thematically similar?
It was based on that movie.
No way. Mm-hmm. I went to that play. That was first semester freshman year.
Yeah.
Huh. What was it called again?
Something about a dog. Dog.
Yeah, you were some dog girl.
Oh, yeah.
Were you the dog? Yeah, you were. Big dog girl.
I was big dog girl.
Title of the main protagonist? Big dog girl.
The show that I was in. Oh, Lucky Stiff.
That was funny. And that was very well done with like no props.
Oh my God. It was such. So there's like a major and a minor here every semester in student run.
A major musical and a minor musical.
Yeah. And this was the minor and it's like way less time to rehearse and way less lower budget. But it was like a really fun group of people and a really good way to get involved on campus for a semester.
People were just the participants and actors were just as talented, if not more so, I thought, in my opinion, than for the major musical. Oh, and they weren't as into themselves, which made it more enjoyable for the audience.
Yeah, and it was like a 6-week commitment rather than like literally starting like during a week. They have orientation week, they have the auditions for the major, and then it goes on like
through the
last
semester.
Weekend of December.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Anywho. So part one of what I was gonna say about the opera.
Mm.
My mom went on a blind date to Aida at the Met, and the best part about the date was the opera, which was great.
Yeah, I would say like either way you're gonna get something good out of that date, whether or not the person is a psychopath.
Which is why she went.
Because you have to sit, like, 3 hours in silence. Like, you don't have to know they're there.
Yeah, she didn't even make a friend.
That's okay. She's on a really good show.
And the second item of business was, that my family group chat was just popping off trying to go to the Philadelphia Opera, which is either surprisingly good or reliably terrible. Does that make sense?
No, you can expect it to be terrible.
Correct.
But you might be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
So if you go on with super low expectations.
But they're not doing an opera, they're doing Queen, which is just confusing.
Are they just doing like a medley of songs?
And it's on like Saturday after Thanksgiving. And I looked on their website and it's totally a capitalistic promotional type of stunt because they're like Live Nation concert just bought our venue. So now we're becoming a more modern take on like a traditional classic. And I was just like, just do an opera. You're an opera house.
You already weren't good. Like, just try harder what you already weren't good at.
Or aim to do. Like, don't branch out before you before you master the first task.
Oh my God. We need to give them some counseling.
Anyway.
I feel like I had something to say too, but I forget. We had so many good segues for after the break, but
yeah,
that was the last one.
The only other tidbit is, if you've listened to our show probably in the early days of this semester, I talked about my mom's dating life and how she goes on and off Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like Steve, who's 61, and his primary photo is one of his bicep. Mm-hmm. So unclear if Steve is the bicep or the person, but but I wanted to put that as one of my photos in
like
the Hinge
Steve's
app.
Bicep or your bicep?
No, like Steve's bicep, like is my last photo.
Think you should reevaluate if it's possible.
See, I was either gonna do the one of us in our Halloween costumes, where I'm like chomping on Mandy's net.
We were an alligator in a net, for those of you who missed our post-Halloween costume debrief.
Anyway, or just Steve, 61, huge bicep advertisement. I think that would be really funny.
Yeah.
Be like, this is what I think of dating apps in general. Change my mind.
Yeah. And if you... Wait, that's so funny. Or you could do like a screenshot of like a really heinous, like someone's, like, someone's dating app bio.
See, I don't know if you screenshot things, it will alert people. Probably not.
Like, but you should check into that. Yeah. I totally see where your head's at.
Yeah.
And that can be super creepy.
Especially if I do it because I see somebody I know and it's hilarious.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll table that.
Yeah, we'll circle back.
We for sure will. Should we play some Queen?
We can either play Queen,
or
we can play Ella Fitzgerald, or we can play the Jonas Brothers song that's heinous, and then we can play an Ella Fitzgerald Christmas album because it did snow today and we are in November and I think it's warranted.
I agree with all these things, and I also think the mass of people listening to this, likely 85 to 100, would love to hear the Joe Bros.
Great. If I look up Jonas Brothers, will it be the first thing that comes
Definitely.
Up?
Definitely. It says it's like a new release situation.
Like it's Christmas?
Yep.
No, boys. One. It is Christmas.
Yeah, no. We're not here for any kind of similes.
If you're going to make it to the title of your album a simile, make it a simile. Don't make it half a simile.
What's like Christmas?
Let
Joe.
Us know.
Nick. Last person.
Kevin.
Let us know.
Anyway, here's Like It's Christmas.
The snow on the ground, love in the air, sleigh bells are ringing. This is what it's all about. The fire is warm, the angels are singing. And I don't want to miss a single thing. Don't want to put an end to all this. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list, right up at the top. I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing to think about the way you bring me alive.
look at the lights twinkling bright 24/7. Every inch of Central Park is covered in white. This could be heaven, and I don't want this a single thing. Don't wanna put into all this cheer, but as long as you're with me, it's always the time of the year. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Christmas, never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Just the same, what are you doing? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night. Suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you receive. Ah, but in case I stand one little chance, the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Oh, what are you doing?
Ella.
Ella. That was a non-denominational Christmas-inspired tune.
This one is. Well, yeah, I guess this is Sleigh Bells, too. Her album, her Christmas album is...
So the thing is, when I go for, like, a classic Christmas that's not, like, the ridiculousness of the pop era, that, like, is just kind of funny to me.
Yeah.
I usually go for Michael Bublé.
Oh, that is Claudia's next heavy hitter for our Hanukkah playlist. So my love for Ella was born because of Claudia's Hanukkah soirees that are known far and wide.
Oh my God, I want to be
across the Americas.
Wait,
in
Rachel,
fact.
Pick me, my hands up.
Yeah, I'm picking you.
Can I come for one of the 8 nights this year?
Yeah.
They're all when we're home.
Yeah. Wait, that's so much fun.
That'd be so fun.
We can have mad latkes.
Yeah, we are. Wait, is Hamantash in?
Nope. Pour them.
Okay. Let me think of what we usually eat. Is there like a dessert?
Just
latkes. Oh, I'll get you some gimp.
Gimp? She's like, I'm going to serve you a fresh gimp on this Hanukkah.
We're going to play dreidels so hard.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, my God,
wait.
I can't
This
wait.
Is great. We have zucchini latkes, too. And we do celery root and potato to make them less starchy, and it's delicious.
Can my family come?
Yeah, of course the whole bank family is invited. Who are we kidding?
We're so excited. I speak for the whole family.
Wait, I know my mom would love to actually do this.
I know. I think my family would, too. Parents,
okay.
If you're listening, Rachel and I are going to do this.
Everyone, we're soireeing in Philly.
Stay tuned for exact date and time.
Again, this is Libretti World Peace.
And this is Mandy B.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFM Medford Tell Street from Radio
Bird Watching.
Holiday edition. Yeah, so, and for some reason, my Hanukkah party, so of course, that's my introduction to Ella. Ella's playing. The cranberry covered goat cheese log from Costco is served.
That sounds just like my family's vibe, because we buy in bulk so much.
Oh, you should go to Costco this weekend. I know you have no plan, so that's absolutely what you do when you have
send
no
me a list and I'll be there.
Great.
Okay.
Noah Zhang volunteered his Costco card.
That's huge. So the thing is, Costco cards have a little tiny face on them.
And do they?
Sometimes they actually check to like verify.
You don't look like Noah Zhang.
I don't look like a...
Dean Erickson also has one, and Lucy could ask him.
I don't think I look like him either.
But he could go, perhaps.
Oh,
that's
oh
the
my
thing,
God.
Yeah.
I could squat outing with Dean.
Yeah, he would love that, I think.
I agree. We really bonded as we were eating our bagel Sammies.
Yeah. They were sitting together, sidewalk side.
Mm-hmm. We were. That's a bond that can't be broken. All right. Well, viewers, stay tuned, but we're going to sign off.
Sorry, this was just like a
sidebar.
A rocket out of our show.
This is like a PS.
Yeah.
That went on a little too long, but that's okay.
No, we still have a hot 20 seconds.
Yeah, we do. I don't know where the people next are, but we're just going to put on some mass music and we're going to head home and make some dinner, which you know we're going to have.
But until then.
Until then.
Until then. Everybody knows.